This mic is too high, goddammit. Let me fix this shit. There we go. This is Chris Yazin. And I had a meeting at work the other day, at an HR meeting at work. Now, this wasn't something nefarious. I'm not walking around slapping secretaries on the ass and, you know, taking a shit in the fishbowl or anything like that, or fish tank. I assume if you have a fucking set of fish at your office, it is in tank form, not bowl form. You're not winning a fucking goldfish at the county fair or anything like that. I don't get like too in-depth with the current job I'm working very much when I'm doing podcasts because I don't want to give people the wrong idea. Because it either sounds like I hate the fucking job or like I'm, I don't know, poking fun at the job or some shit. Like, I know people from the fucking job. Listen, I don't want to fucking incite any fucking riots or anything like that. So I keep that shit to a fucking minimum. I got plenty of things to fucking bitch about other than my job. But this isn't something that I'm complaining about. This is just something that happened. I have no problem talking about crazy shit that happens at the job. And they're doing this thing, and I don't know why the fuck they're doing it, but they're doing this thing where they want like this HR person to meet with us to figure out like how we're doing, I guess. And I got this fucking email. It was like, hey, I want to meet with you. Like fucking Dasha wants to meet with you. I'm like, who the fuck is Dasha? And why the fuck does she want to meet with me? And then like, you know, other people are started talking like, hey, you got to meet with fucking Dasha. Like, yeah, I guess I do. Like this is apparently it's not just me. So everybody had to fucking meet with her. They even put like a big post in like the Slack. They're like, listen, people are going to fucking be reaching out to you to have a meeting. Everything's fine. Everybody's got to fucking do it. Relax. You got to go to this fucking thing. It was mandatory. And mandatory things mean that I'm usually angry. I don't want to fucking do anything mandatory. I'm busy, goddammit. I got a lot of shit going on at work. I'm fucking busy. I don't want to take 30 minutes for a fucking meeting, especially if I don't know what the fuck it's about. But I did know what this was about. Like they provided like 10 questions and it was all shit that I don't care about. It's like, do you feel valued? Like, how fun is the job? Like, what the fuck? Like, do you ever think about any of those things ever? I never have the thought, like, I wonder how much my job values me. I'm there. I'm employed. I'm getting fucking paid. I feel like, you know, things are probably going okay. So long as the check's clear, I don't really give much of a fuck. And I knew this meeting was going to be bizarre because, you know, HR people want to fucking talk and they're happy and they're fucking excited about stuff. And you're putting them in a fucking virtual meeting with me. I thought for a while, like, should I lie? Should I just be fucking sheer? Should I put on an act? I mean, you can be anybody you want to be in these fucking things. But I thought, well, it's not a job interview. I already got the job. I don't have to, like, impress anybody. I don't have to lie to anybody. But I'm not saying I lied in my job interview. But come on. Like, let's be honest. Any job interview you've ever done is a fucking lie. You go in there all fucking excitable and shit. You want to make a good impression. Like, I got a fucking interview today. It's for a new job. I don't want to fuck this up. I don't want them to think I'm an asshole. If I'm meeting with HR after I got the job, I don't give a fuck what they think. So I get into this meeting and she was very nice. I expected the old fucking Dash to be very nice. And she starts by saying like, did you read the questions in the email? And I was like, yeah, I read these questions. I gotta be honest with you though. They're like, I've never given a second of thought to anything that you were going to be talking to me about today. I don't really care about it. And she's like, well, that's great. That's why you're here. What? I'm here to tell you I don't care? Or are you gonna like convert me to care? Like I thought that was like a weird thing to say, but she did not know what the fuck she was in for. I was a complete fucking enigma to this woman. Like, she did not understand me at all. Like, she's asking me, like, what do you do here? Which is a basic question. I can answer that. Do you feel valued? Do you enjoy your time here? Like, all this nebulous shit. So I just kept telling her, I'm like, look, like, I don't care. Like, I've never given a thought about, like, how I'm valued here. Like, nobody's a dick to me. I get paid. I have my job. Nobody's rude. Nobody yells at me. Like, I'm good. And I wasn't saying that, like, I didn't care about any of this shit because it was, like, some kind of a fucking gimmick. I don't care about any of this shit. I don't think she's ever come across anybody in her working life who gave no fucks the way I did. She said to me at one point, she's like, all right, listen, I've been talking to a lot of different people doing this for a while, and I think I got a pretty good handle on how the generations work. You know, you got Gen Z and the millennials. I know what makes them tick. I know what, you know, what I got to do to them. I know what they're interested in. Boomers, Gen X, same deal. Like, what are you? Like, where do you fit in at all this? Like, I was a fucking, like, horror villain. You watch a horror movie, and they're like, they don't understand the fucking antagonist, and they come face to face with a monster in the fucking alley or some shit, and then all of a sudden, like, this poor bastard is gonna get fucking murdered, just looks at the monster, and is like, what are you? Like, one of those situations. That's what happened to me. That happened to me in the HR meeting. I was a fucking monster. I was Frankenstein's monster. During, like, the value question, she's like, this is just gonna be pulling teeth, but I have to ask it anyway because it's on the sheet. What can we do here to make you feel more valued? Fucking nothing. Just tell me what to do, leave me the fuck alone, and that's about it. Do you think about that at your job? Do you think, like, how am I valued? I've had people, like, leave jobs before. Like, they've told me, they're like, listen, my ideas are just not valued here. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know like what the point is. I always feel like that. I always feel like I don't know what I'm doing, and I never know the point of fucking anything. I'm not talking about like this specific job. I'm talking about like in life. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing at any particular time. I don't know what the purpose of anything is. I don't know if I'm fucking good at anything. I don't know how many people actually give a shit about me. I don't think about any of that stuff because it freaks me the fuck out. So I just try to like go about my fucking business. So I work in insurance, right? I service insurance policies, home insurance, auto insurance, shit like that. So one of the questions was like, you know, do you think this job is like fun and rewarding or something like that? And I was like, fun? Listen, I'm not saying I hate my job here because I don't, but I don't think of this job as fun. Like I don't roll in here every day and think to myself like, oh my God, I cannot wait to add a vehicle to this policy in Boise. And she laughed and she kept like laughing a lot of the shit that I was saying. Like I didn't feel like she was laughing at me, but I didn't really know what to make of that. And she also didn't know what to make of me. I was a fucking Rubik's Cube. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Any fucking podcasting set you want. Podbean is the host. Every episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm in my Facebook timeline, That's Your Bag. And I'm going to be on Instagram. That's maybe the number 5 minutes.